before us. Welcome to the Zandiri Radio Show, brought to you by Africade, supported by Ready Plus. Joining me for today's episode, Shug Boy.
Yay,
it's Peshi, Muita
Si.
And Boy, is your because now you forgot to patch it up my Zuvagati one day. But look at us, look at us.
now,
can you tell us a bit about the Ready Plus? What is it?
Ready Plus, yeah. It is a project which exists so that young people are led on designing mental health programs. So Ready is a portfolio of programs which are designed to build resilient and empowered adolescents and young people. Those are Ready. When you're up at the radio, to zone up and build a resilient.
Okay, I see that. Resilient and empowered adolescents and young people, Ready. Just to remind you, we are actually live on the ZFM Stereo Facebook page as well as the Zandiri Facebook page. So go ahead, come on to Facebook, join the party, learn so much. Of course, go ahead and follow and like. And any questions you have, you can also, you know, put them on Facebook and we'll take care of them.
Yeah, so as you know, HIV is the second largest cause of death among adolescents globally, and the first in Africa. So hence the need of initiatives like Ready Plus. Ready engages some adolescents to get the HIV. And Ready Plus movement is led by the Global Network of Young People Living with HIV, which is Y Plus, with support from the Frontline AIDS and his partners.
And so on today's show, we're going to be talking about the management of relationships during a crisis. And, you know, in this case, we all know that we've been, you know, trying to find a way around COVID-19. And Shark Boy, you know who we have on the show today. Who's with us today?
Okay, so once again, Nasifu Titina Aunty Wongai, our mental health specialist from Africade. And we also have Amanda, a young person from Mashingo, to help us unpack this topic today.
Welcome. Welcome, Auntie Wongai. Welcome, Amanda. And if you are listening in right now, whenever you have any questions, whatever questions you may have, like I said, we are live right now on Facebook, on the Zandiri Facebook page, as well as the ZFM Stereo Facebook page. But there's also another platform. And Shark Boyga, platform in Dino Farira Raf. Let me tell you why. For starters, it is for free. All you have to do is SMS the word Zandiri to 33500.
Yes. So, no further ado. Amanda, do tell us what challenges have you faced in your relationships which might have been caused or
COVID-19 brought with it many challenges, but the number one challenge I faced, especially in relationship terms, was that it felt the strange relationships. I stay with my stepmother, all my parents are deceased, and already the relationship is strained. Due to the COVID-19 lockdown, we had to stay in each other's face each and every day. She is best friends with the woman next door. And on one such day, the lady next door came badgering in our house, demanding that I return a scissors, which was actually borrowed by my little sister. When I tried explaining to her that I hadn't borrowed the scissors and I would look for it later just when I had finished cooking supper, she started insulting me, threatening to beat me up, saying I was disrespectful, I was impolite, and ended by saying that she only didn't beat me because I was sickly. She actually said, "And nakungo kurowane kuti urimorwere wagara unozvirwarira, urimorwere wemapiriti." That actually struck me deep into my soul, into my heart. Also knowing that this information, only my stepmom was aware of it, and knowing that she was spreading it to all of her friends, actually hurt me. When I confronted her about it, my stepmother, she actually started defending the lady and denying that she had ever told you such information, and actually defended her, saying that I actually deserved the words, the insult that I had received. Already, the relations with my stepmom are very strained, to the extent that besides common greetings, we don't even talk at all, though we live under the same roof. She suddenly started changing after my dad passed away. But that's how we live, and having to brush into each other's face, especially after that incident, the relationship, it became even more strained. And this was due to COVID-19, because if there hadn't been this lockdown, then each one would have maybe gone out and done other things. For example, when it wasn't due to the lockdown, I'd go out, spend the day with my friends, do some other things around the city, and then come back home late at night, to such an extent that we don't have to cause a lot of friction. But due to COVID, we were into each other's faces all the time.
Reporter, and I'm from Shitungisa District. Okay, so today we want to talk about managing relationships. We know you were stuck at home during this lockdown as a young person. What were some of the challenges you faced in your love relationship? And I want to hear what your relationship went with your caregivers during this COVID-19.
I had to adjust to a long-distance relationship with my boyfriend. He had moved to Mutare to see his parents, so he was locked there. When lockdown started, he couldn't come back. So it was hard, but we learned to adjust with the virtual meeting and all that. And with my family, it was fun. We got time to bond. We got time to be together, to communicate, to do things that we didn't do most of the times. So it was okay.
Ngicela ukubuza ukuthi during the lockdown kulohlupho olukelwa kwehlela ku relationship yakho between wena lathandana labo o wena lama caregivers akho. Then usungiphendula khonapho.
Yebo, ngiyaphila. Mina ngesikhathi se-lockdown anzange ngibe lohlupho ku-relationship yami labangikhaya. Uhlupho olube khona, ngangingatholi ithuba lokubona engithandana laye nje kuphela. Kodwa emulini yethu bekukuhle konke, ngiyabonga.
Well, yeah, my issues are no see and I see and I want to go to Shark Boy.
And the COVID-19, yeah, conservatives.
For some, you know, pangapas nama challenges, but I know kuti some had had challenges whereby, you know, they could not meet up with the boyfriends and girlfriends, and you know, that created issues. But we move on to our next question, and over to you, Amanda. What have you done to solve some of the issues that you actually mentioned?
Well, I felt uncomfortable with the threat that this lady next door had done. And to solve some of the issues, to try and recover the relations. For a start, I tried talking to my stepmom about it, so that she could at least talk to a friend. But she didn't even want to hear about it, my stepmother. She didn't want to talk about it. So I reported the matter to the police, because this lady, the way she insulted me was really indecent. And the way she disclosed my status like that all over the neighborhood, shouting it, was really something indecent. I reported the matter to the police. But unfortunately, up until now, the police have done nothing, though I keep going repeatedly. But to them, it's something so trivial that they don't even regard it as something which is of importance. I tried talking to my stepmom just to solve some of the challenges, but nothing has actually materialized. Nothing has really helped. So I've resorted to art. I'm a word artist, and I enjoy writing to solve some of the problems, just to get myself out of depression so that I don't linger on such bad thoughts and affect my mental health and physical well-being. I write. and I write pieces which actually comfort me and comfort others. And that is the way I've actually managed to go through some of these challenges. When I resort to art, when I resort to words, when I write down my problems, when I write my poetry, it really helps me. I just get depressed at times that I don't really get enough sponsorship so that I can really feather my words, I can really feather my talent in art. But this has been the one thing which has helped me to cope with these challenges, resorting to art. And the Zandiri program has also helped me, because when I told them about my challenges, they were really supportive and they've actually helped me to cope with these challenges.
Thank you very much. That's Amanda there. And Papa Nema, different ways ekukopa nema frustrations. And, you know, just like Amanda Rangachitarapo, kuti iano vai samu poetry. Ake. I know with you, Shark Boy, unovonyona ma songs ako.
Yeah. So please do remember that this today is brought to you by Subway by Red Plus. So over to you, Auntie Wongai. From the challenges and the way she managed to address some of these issues, from your professional opinion, what else can be done to address these and other relationships?
Thank you, Amanda, for sharing. It's such a heartbreaking incident that Amanda is sharing, but it's an incident that has happened to a lot of our young people where family doesn't understand the impact of their words, and also they don't understand the impact of, you know, telling, you know, their friends or their colleagues or neighbors about, you know, a child's HIV status. And a lot of the times, if you have adults that then really don't understand what it means to keep the information confidential, and then you have, you know, a scene like that where in society it's sort of broadcasted to everybody, you know, it becomes something that is very difficult for somebody to handle, knowing that all the people that are looking at them in the society and in the community, you know, will probably look at them differently, will start maybe discriminating or showing stigma and saying you can't play with our children, or putting barriers or boundaries around dating and relationships and things like that that are extremely hurtful and extremely painful to the young people that are living with HIV, and mostly because people lack knowledge and they don't understand the impact of what they are actually doing. So like I said, you know, it's something that has happened to Amanda, and it's unfortunate. And during lockdown, I think it's something that has happened to a lot of our young people, and it happened at different levels. It happened in relationships, you know, at sort of a family level, but it also happened when children or even adults were going to collect their medication and they had to be stopped by security forces to be asked where they're going, and sometimes needing to disclose, you know, a person's status within a bus or whatever form of transportation that they would be using, you know, so that people, you know, would be given the pass to go and get medication and things like that. And all of those things are extremely, extremely embarrassing and shaming for a lot of people that are living with HIV. And it's a huge challenge that we faced during lockdown and during COVID-19. But what I like about Amanda's response is she didn't allow that to, you know, sort of to keep her down. She kept going. She kept trying to engage. It is illegal to disclose somebody's status, and she tried to go the legal route. And again, it's unfortunate that it's something, again, you know, that I suppose the police also then don't know how to handle or to deal with. And sometimes it might feel like, you know, you've exposed yourself or you've been exposed at home. You go and you try to get some form of recourse, and then you don't get that. It feels you're exposed even more at the police station and all of those other places, which again make it difficult for a person to find peace and find resolution. But a lot of the things that Amanda has tried to do, talking helps. A lot of, finding an outlet in art, exercise, dancing, music, distractions, they usually help to take your mind off of things like that. I would also encourage, if anybody has found themselves in that kind of a situation, to find a counselor, somebody that they talk to. And it's great that as Randiri, we've got peer counselors in our CATS. that you can talk to, probably face similar issues, and that have also dealt with it in their own space and in their own lives, and they would also then have ideas around how to handle it and how to deal with it. And sometimes within family relationships, what we've seen to work is if you've got somebody within the family who can talk to your mom or to your uncle or to the person who they've disclosed, somebody that they respect, somebody that they trust, somebody who can then help them to see, you know, the impact of their actions. Because a lot of the times what makes people rough or hard or not listen to, you know, a young person is they're trying to say you've hurt my feelings or you've done something wrong is that they don't understand the impact of their actions. So if there's somebody who's within the family or even outside of the family within our Jandiri setup or even at the healthcare facilities, the primary care healthcare workers or Vanambuya Utano, who can then talk to the adult to say, you know, what you've done or how you've handled this situation is actually quite hurtful to the young person, and this is what it means for them. You know, it will actually help in assisting. But a lot of the distractions that Amanda was talking about, music is good, art is good, it's a form of therapy within itself. You know, finding recreational things to do, going to support groups and talking to other peers about these things that stress us will also help. And also getting a counselor, somebody to talk to about the anger, the feelings of resentment or even shame and embarrassment that we will have about the incident will also be helpful.
Well, a shout out to the cats. Cats all over the country, well done. You're doing such a good job, as well as, you know, all of our health workers working so hard. And also just to remind you that we are live on Facebook, on the Jandiri Facebook page, as well as pa ZFM Stereo Facebook page. So and then you follow and you like, and whatever questions you have, you can also just direct them right there. Or you can use the U Report platform.
Yeah, just send the word Jandiri to 3300.
Well, thank you very much, Auntie Vongai.